What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. This is the Fluff Tube Edition, and I'm back with Ron, Reverse Speech. You all loved him. He knocked it out of the park on the last video, and we're back again to talk about Reverse Speech. I mean, this is pretty phenomenal stuff, groundbreaking stuff. I'm new to it, so everything you're telling me is brand new to me. So I just want to say thanks, Ron, for joining me. This is incredible stuff, incredible work that you're doing.
Thank you. Again, I need to put emphasis on my teacher. He's the pioneer in this. His name is David John Oates. I absolutely love the guy. Anyone who is interested in learning this process, you really need to seek him out. He's been doing this since the early 80s. So yeah, I just want to make sure that everyone knows that. I went in and read a lot of the comments. There was a lot of fantastic positive comments. It's good to see because reverse speech, like 20 years ago, you really couldn't talk about it. You're just a very small fringe group of people that would even consider that, you know. But scientifically, people need to understand. I explained it in the first podcast, but you know, we believe that the language is bio level, meaning that you're speaking forward, but you're also speaking in reverse. And just like I said, how you have two forms of dreaming, you can daydream, you can night dream, you have two forms of sight, you have your two eyes, you have your pineal gland. So the brain is a dualistic tool. And the forward is your conscious and the reverse is the subconscious. And so it's just a wonderful way. It's a tool, really, to go in and get a great idea of what the subconscious has to say. And from my training and from what David Oates has come to observe is that the subconscious mind never lies. It can't lie. And also we speak in a lot of metaphors. So it's, again, it's a great tool to go in and get a good idea of what's really happening or what the person really is feeling and thinking.
Perfect. And folks, get your noble gold. Let's start with that first. Are you worried about the future of the U.S. economy? Because a lot of us are right now. With so much uncertainty in the air, it's natural to fret about the security of your retirement savings, but there's one asset that stands the test of time, and that's gold. For centuries, gold has been the hedge against market volatility and economic instability. With a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments, you can harness the power of precious metals to help protect your financial future. By rolling over your existing IRA or 401k into a self-directed gold IRA, you can enjoy the potential for long-term growth and stability. Diversify your portfolio with the tangible asset that is real value, folks. Setting up your gold IRA has never been easier with Noble Gold Investments' streamlined process and open guidance. Expert guidance. This election year, don't let election volatility and uncertainty keep you up at night. Vote for the timeless safety of gold and silver in 2024. Noble Gold Investments will give you up to 10 1-ounce Trump coins, silver Trump coins, or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar if you open a qualified account today. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com now, noblegoldinvestments.com now, and get started, folks. This is going to be an interesting show. So, Ron, I mean, there's so much. I mean, you were telling me before we went live that, General Flynn was on Alex Jones talking about the next 37 days are going to be chaotic, critical, severe. I agree with that. I think this is going to be absolutely bananas. We're coming into the eye of the storm, so to speak. I think all bets are off, and we're going to have a lot of trouble deciphering what's going on. And I guess reverse speech is one of the best ways to kind of navigate through this confusion and disorientation and I guess this muddy water, right? I mean, we will be able to kind of navigate better using these techniques, right?
100%. I mean, again, there's like when you go for using reverse speech, there's what we call like genuine reversals. So should we just do that? Should we just jump in there and I'll show
you?
Yeah,
wherever you want to take this. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Let me show everyone how we actually do this and then we'll.
And you're able to share the screen, right?
Yeah, I'm going to do that right this second and share the sound. Cool. Okay. So This is the program that David put together, and this
And
is
David is your teacher.
yes, I'm sorry, yes, I know. Different David. I'll just say Mr. Oates is his last name, like Hall and Oates. So this is what it looks like. This is Stephen Baldwin. I grabbed his thing off of YouTube and put it up here. You have to
Now, the
convert
important
it.
thing about Stephen Baldwin, I just want to let my audience know, is that he is Justin Bieber's father-in-law. And everything that's happening right now, with P. Diddy, the takedowns, the whole thing, I believe Justin Bieber is playing a very critical piece in this. I think he has a very powerful role in this, and just that's just my opinion. So Stephen Baldwin is one degree of separation from Justin Bieber. He's his father-in-law. You know, he's around him all the time, so he knows what's going on. So he's been coming out with a lot of cryptic videos lately, kind of talking about the storm, the calm before the storm, really cryptic stuff, right? Right, Ron?
Yep. Sorry. And so here's a prime example. And you're going to hear, probably everyone will recognize this particular
Is this the
message.
reverse or the regular?
You're going to hear the regular first. You
Okay.
always hear the forward first because you got to understand what's he talking about. What's the
Okay.
topic, you know?
Good morning, Hollywood.
Good morning, Hollywood, right?
Yeah.
Now, here's what we do.
Good morning, Hollywood. Good morning, Hollywood. Good morning, Hollywood.
All right, that's so.
Do we all? Is that what I'm hearing? Do we all something?
You're not bad. So this is here's one of the ways that I do it. My teacher is a lot better than I am, but this is what I do is I will make it go in reverse constantly. And I'll speed it up and slow it down. Remember in the first podcast, I was talking about speeding up and slowing down. Now,
Yeah.
somebody mentioned in the comments about stretching it out. And that's not what we're doing. What I meant to say is I hone in. So I would hone in like this. Yeah. Now I'm just working with this
What
here.
is this software you're using?
This is my teacher, David John Oates's program that he designed.
Okay.
And so when you sign up for his class and you're trained by him, this is the software that you're using. And it's really cool because I'm going to show you what it does. But at any rate, so we hone in on this, okay? And so I'll just do this. Okay, so let's pick out the first two words. All right. Let's see if you can hear the first two words. I'll just do this then. Let me break it down to here. So, what's the first two things you hear?
Dude, I'm having a real hard time deciphering this. Do we say it again? Do it again? Do we all?
So,
Go for it. Tell me.
all right, so the first two words are no we.
Let me
No
hear that
we.
again.
Yeah, no we. Can you
No
hear no
way.
we?
No,
Uh-huh.
I can hear that now that you said it, yeah. But I can hear. You don't think that maybe you're hearing what you want to hear? I got to
No.
bring this out. I mean, I got to say, I got to bring,
No,
because I mean,
wait.
what if I hear something different than you do?
Great point. Wait, hold on. I'm gonna hold on a second. I got it. Hold on a second. Let me break this down.
I mean, isn't this up for interpretation? Like, whoever wants to hear what they want to hear, kind of thing.
People say that in the comments, but then again, it's like, shit, what did I just do with that? I'm gonna play you what's called a genuine reversal.
Okay.
And it's
I'm
so,
keeping a very open mind, trust me.
you have to.
I'm not trying to, but I
No,
got
you
to be a
have
little
to.
skeptical on this stuff. I got to say both sides here, otherwise,
100%.
what's the point of my show?
Exactly. No, I'm right with you. I'm gonna give you better examples, okay? Give me a second here. We're gonna have to
Because I mean,
pause.
if you really want to believe in something, you'll find anything. And I feel like if you, I don't know, I don't know, because I could have heard 10 different things in that little segment. And
I'm gonna give you a better example.
okay.
As soon as I, what the hell did I just do with that? See, it's the other thing with running
This is
multiple.
wild, though. Yeah. So, but this is Stephen Baldwin we're going to be listening to, right?
Yes, sorry. I had to re-grab it.
All right. So this is, what we're looking at here is what? Stephen Baldwin's. Is this a different one?
Good morning, Hollywood.
No,
It's the
same
same one.
one.
Okay.
But I'm going to give you, I found.
For many decades, for many decades.
Snake has been ambushed.
This is a good one. Okay. All right. This one, everyone should be able to hear this. So he's saying, for many decades, right? And Ford,
For many decades,
he's talking
for.
about Hollywood. The topic is Hollywood.
Right.
Now, here's what he says in reverse.
Oof. Snake has been ambushed. Snake has been ambushed. Snake has been ambushed. Snake.
What's the first word?
Slay is what I hear.
Snake has been ambushed.
Snake.
Speak. Snake.
Snake. Watch, I'll blow I'll do this. Let's do this.
Snake. 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 Snake.
Okay.
Snake. 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 Snake.
That right there, I can hear snake pretty clear.
Okay, so am I making that up?
No, I mean, I do hear that.
Am I hearing what I want to hear? No, right? So
Right.
let's move it on.
Snake has snake has snake has
Snake
snake
and.
has snake has snake.
Okay, so let me make it a little
Snake and,
longer.
right?
Hold on.
Snake has snake has snake has snake has snake has
Snake
snake has
head.
snake has 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 been ambushed. Snake
has been ambushed. Snake has been ambushed. Snake has been ambushed. Snake has been ambushed. Snake has been ambushed.
I
Snake
hear
has been
some.
ambushed. Snake has been ambushed. Snake has been ambushed. Snake has been ambushed. Snake has been ambushed.
Snake has been ambushed. Snake has been ambushed. Snake has been ambushed. Snake has been ambushed. Snake has been ambushed. Snake has been ambushed.
Snake eyes bin and wolf.
I hear wolf.
Yeah, snake eyes bin and wolf. Snake eyes bin and wolf. Okay.
Snake has been ambushed. Snake has been ambushed. Snake has been ambushed. Snake
Snake
has been
eyes
ambushed.
and
Snake has
been
been
in
ambushed.
wolf.
Snake has been ambushed.
Bin.
Snake has been ambushed. Snake has been ambushed.
Bin. Bennen. I mean Been. Snake eyes bin and wolf. So he's saying in four. What's he saying in four again?
For many decades, for men ambushed. Snake has been ambushed. For many decades, snake has been ambushed. Snake.
For many decades, he's talking about Hollywood. For many decades, Snake Eyes Bin and Wolf. You know, he's talking about who's behind Hollywood. Snake Eyes. What are
Yes.
that? Reptilians. I mean, how
Right,
deep do
right,
you want to go
right,
down this
right.
rabbit
No,
hole?
I
You
that's
know,
the way I took it too. That's the way I was kind
right?
of
And what are they doing? They're
they're
wolves
wolves.
and sheep. In sheep's clothing,
Right.
right? They're wolf. They've been a wolf. Snake eyes been a
Okay, so
wolf.
this is like, yeah, this is pretty extensive, but yeah, you got to really know what you're doing to uncover this.
Well, again, you go through the training and learn how to really do this and get in there with some good headphones on, and you have a bunch of other reverse speech people bouncing off of each other. You start
Right.
to really start to dissect all of this, you know? But you can clearly hear the subconscious is talking, though, right?
That's wild.
We're not like make, you know, it's not like, you know, oh,
Let's
what's
put it
this?
together. What did the first part say?
What do you mean, the in the very beginning here?
Yeah.
All the way up front here.
So we can kind of go through it.
Yeah, so the first one, and there's a lot of other stuff here too. I'm just jumping around for a second.
Good morning, Hollywood. Good morning, Hollywood. Good morning, Hollywood. No,
So I got no we lar, I can unlook. 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 Well, what's a lar? A lar is like a gatekeeper. If you look up lar, I was looking it up earlier. It's a spiritual gatekeeper of the dead. Lar, LAR. So no we lar, I can unlook. Good morning, Hollywood. No we lar, I can unlook.
Good morning, Hollywood. No we long in on look. Good morning, Hollywood. No we long in on look. Good morning, Hollywood. No we long in on look.
Like, can unlook. Can you hear the unlook at the end?
It almost sounds like he's trying to yodel or something.
Yeah. But again, you would, I could do this and like hone in on it. I'm sorry, and do this and then go.
It almost sounds like he's saying he's looking on.
Right, can you hear unlook?
I can, now that you say that, yes. Unlook.
Can you hear a pop at the end at all? So you can hear the syllables too. Once you speed up and slow down, you can kind of hear all the syllables in there.
Right.
You know, whereas like in normal speed, you really wouldn't be able to pick it up. People are like, that sounds like a little gibberish. But then once you start speeding it up and slowing it down, now you can start to hear the syllables. You know, you can hear if they're saying heart or hard. You know, I mean, that's in normal speed, you probably wouldn't be able to understand exactly. But once you start to slow it up and speed it down, you can start to really hear the syllables
Right.
and the words. And then you start, and then, you know, you slowly are just taking notes. You go word by word. What are they saying? That's why some of the more difficult ones, like this one's a pretty difficult one, I start to look at.
So do when you hear something, and let's say you're talking about four or five other reverse speech analysts, do you all have disagreements? You all hear something different, and then you come to an agreement on what it could be, or because I would imagine you all hear something different.
Yes.
I hear something complete. I don't even know what the hell. I'll be honest with you. I don't even know what I'm hearing right now. I'll be. I but I don't. I understand that I do not have a trained ear for this. I will admit that maybe my audience hears something, maybe they don't, but I'm kind of under the belief that this could be up to interpretation.
That's why I feel like for the highest quality of a reversal, you would need a couple reverse speech people doing it together.
Okay.
You know, and
But
then
do you ever
again,
just to disagree
oh
and
yeah. Oh yeah,
okay.
there's and then a lot of those we just throw out.
Yeah, because I
Because
mean,
you're saying so much. I mean, this is just
right.
this th th all of this right here is
This is all, this right here is all Stephen Baldwin, though, right?
there's all Stephen Baldwin that I put up here, and this is he talks for a minute, not even a minute he's talking. So in a minute, you got all these possible reversals. You know, and so the ones like that one, the snake eye one, is very clear to me, you know, and I think this one was it here. Snake eyes been a wolf. I hear that pretty clearly. I don't need to really, you
Right.
know, and then you get the other reversals, the other technicians, and you go in and like, what are you hearing here? And they're like, oh, I hear snake eyes been a wolf. That's what I hear too. All right, check. Move on to the next
Got
one.
you, got you, got you.
You know what
So
I mean?
once you
But then
guys
if
kind
there's
of
a
come to
dis
an agreement on it, then you move on
yeah.
to the next one.
Yeah. And then also then you're also looking at, okay, does
And
that
if they speak other languages like Spanish, you have to do it in reversal in Spanish, correct?
That's correct. Yeah. Now I'm gonna play some reversals in a few minutes with AI. Robots.
Jeez.
And it's fucking crazy, excuse my language.
So that's really, and that's kind of where I wanted to segue with this is that that's really humanity's war right now is against AI, correct? I mean, obviously the spiritual level, but here in the third dimensional, it's manifesting through AI, right? I mean, that's really what the nefarious entities or doers or elites are using to control humanity is AI, right? That's what they're trying to thrust or impose upon us, right? Is this AI? And have we always been at war with this? I mean, has this been something, or is this a brand new war with humanity?
See, now you're going more in the waters of what I believe too. I think AI is an ancient problem,
Right.
you
Yeah,
know,
I think it
and
could be as well.
yeah, I think, I mean, that's just kind of like what we're getting. And let me do this. Let me see here. Let me hold on one second. I'll show you my, let me play Tiffany's real
So we
quick.
both we could agree on that. AI is an ancient problem. We've been at war with this since really could be the beginning of time.
Yeah, I think so because well, let's I'll
So
play
then
about
that would speak to like I've had guests on my show talking about we live in with that talk about simulation theory and we could be living in a simulation.
I mean, I would not chalk that off as impossible.
Right.
Like, I think that we could be in an organic assimilation, right?
Right. Was
Whatever.
just another branch of AI.
Yeah, I mean, I just know it's present, and it's caught, and there's obviously problems because people are talking about it. So let me play with this simple one with Ivanka and what she says.
I, like many other Americans, viewed human trafficking as primarily an international issue before arriving in Washington, D.C. and starting work at the White House. And you can't learn the story of somebody who's been trafficked. You can't hear from a survivor and not be deeply personally impacted. This must end. This has
Okay, so she's talking about human trafficking, right?
Right.
trafficking as primarily an international issue before arriving in Washington, D.C.
So now her reversal, she says Navy hour because it was she was actually that wherever she was actually wishing the Navy a happy birthday. So she brings up Navy hour. It's their hour, but she says Elf, my challenge. Elf, artificial intelligence. Remember Elf, the
Oh, Alf. The
Elf,
puppet, the Muppet.
yeah, right. She says that's my challenge.
Navy hour, Elf, my challenge.
Can you hear that? Navy hour, Elf, my challenge, she says.
Right.
Navy hour, Elf, my challenge.
Well, I definitely heard
Navy
Alf, my challenge. Yeah, I heard that.
hour, Elf, my challenge.
Okay, and so Tiffany, who is she did this reversal and she breaks it down what she believes is going on. Oh, this was something about Chrome Weekend. This was another one that was so in Ford, she's saying we'll emerge from this stronger than ever before. Maybe more deeply and profound connected with our humanity. And in reverse, she says they opened this panic and lie for the bill to beat Chrome Weekend.
That's
We'll
interesting.
emerge from this stronger than ever before and maybe more deeply and profoundly connected with our own humanity. They opened this panic and lie for our own medium.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, let's play it again.
with our own humanity.
Humanity. I think I know where they're going with that one.
Me too, right? So
I don't think we could talk about it on Fluff Tube though, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So moving along. Let me see. Oh, let me play you. This is where it gets creepy. Let's play. Where did I put them? Oh, that was a whole other. Did we go to the moon? Do you want to know if we went to the moon?
I'll tell you right now, I don't believe we did, but that's my opinion.
Well, neither do the astronauts. So I'll play a quick, this is another reverse speech. Technician, Karina, and since we're here, I'll just, there's a couple. So this is Buzz Aldrin. I don't mean to skip around. We'll go back to the AI stuff, but I forgot I did bring this up. And I know that's a big topic. Did we go to the moon or not?
Buzz Aldrin basically admits we didn't. Dude, I met that guy at Dancing with the Stars. You know that?
No, really?
Yeah, he patted me on the shoulder and goes, "You're a smart guy." I was like, "We never went, dude." And he looked at me and he just smiled at me and he patted me on the shoulder and he goes, "You're a smart guy." And I was like, "All right, well, whatever." He could have been sarcastic, but I think I took it like, no, you didn't fucking go.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, come on.
Yeah, I think most
that
of
was like,
believe.
Fuck, when did I, that was like 10, 15 years ago. Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, wow. What were you doing there? Were you dancing?
No, I was dating that girl, Sabrina Bryan, the cheetah girl at the time.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, she was my group. We were dating for a little while. She was a hell of a dancer.
Let me play this one with Buzz.
Well, we shut out the sun coming in some of the other windows into the spacecraft, so it's looking through a
Can you hear that? Remember the lie?
Oh, let's hear it.
Remember. He's talking about how they cut out the sun and the windows.
Oh, yeah.
But in his subconscious, he says, "Remember the lie." And these are old audio, so that's why they're a little sketchy, but.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty clear.
Remember the lie. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That one's, yeah, clear as day. See, some of these are very clear, but I mean, still, it's.
Yeah, there's. They're
still
the
up for interpretation, I believe. But I mean, I'm going to leave that to my audience. I'll let them decide.
Yeah. I mean,
don't think that I do believe there's something to this. Otherwise, I wouldn't have you on. So I do believe there's something to this.
Listen, lone wolf. So I did not do that. Okay. And I heard
I was
you
like, did this guy read my hat?
No, because I didn't even see you yet.
That's crazy.
We were texting. I didn't even see you.
I know,
yet.
But that's what it said on my hat.
I know, and I didn't know that. I still didn't even know that you had to get close. I could still barely read that.
Yeah, that's
on the
wild,
hat.
Bro.
I mean, that was all you. That was your gift to you. I mean, I couldn't get it more solid in your lap. You know?
Right. The synchronicity of it.
Well, I'm a spiritual guy. We talked about that before. I would have been like, okay, I'm in.
Right. That's.
You know? I mean, I've had some of those moments. So, you know, I've had some crazy stuff at the Reawakening Tour, too. It's just amazing. I'll play one more. Neil Armstrong talking about how it's a joke engineered now, he says.
I'm at the foot of the ladder. The lamb footbeds are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be. Very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. Fine-grained as you get close to it.
Joke engineered now.
Let's hear that again.
Joke engineered now.
Let me hear.
Fine-grained as you get close to it.
Won't you tell me? Yeah, that's what I hear.
And that's the only part where people will say, well, you're just making it what you want to hear.
Right, because I also could hear like gnocchin and meow.
Yeah.
You know,
then you grab that. Then you grab that.
I could
right?
say he's speaking cat language. He's saying meow.
But then when you grab it and pull it in and start to dissect it slowly, you start to hear all the words a lot clearer. You know what I mean? That's what
right.
I was trying to show you. With
but
the
you have to
vault.
Have a trained ear for that.
It helps to zone out, you know, and just put your earphones on and just go word by word, write down what are you hearing, word by word, word by word. And then you go back and re-look at it and say, what the hell? You know,
are you also big on remote viewing?
I love remote viewing, yeah.
Wow. Do you practice that as well?
I did, yeah. I mean, I shouldn't say I do. I haven't in a while, but I was really into that for a period of time, yeah. And even the body language stuff is amazing. I mean,
the truth really comes out in the subconscious, correct?
Oh my gosh, you can't hide it. That's the whole point of this. That's the window of opportunity here for reverse speech. You know, like I said, it's great for therapy. If you're having issues, let's go in and let's talk. Let's see what.
So I'm going to tell my audience is that what you told me is that yes, I look at myself as the lone wolf, but I'm highly targeted is what you told me, correct?
Absolutely.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And I'm targeted by what, AI? Or what nefarious, whatever, right? I mean,
yeah, what is that even? We're still trying to figure that all out.
Yeah, right.
Like,
so
we're in
I
a
am,
sci-fi movie right now, you know? And it's like,
we're in uncharted waters. Like, this is.
Yeah. And I feel like, as you would know, you have a phenomenal audience. They're very conscious people. You can tap yourself on the back for that because, you know, your vibe will attract your tribe. And it's like, I don't think many people are going to be too shocked about what is going to be revealed in the next coming months or so, you know. I mean, I think it's going to be shocking, but
it's
are we
already.
Really...
It's look how this month. What's today? The 5th. Yeah, I mean, it's already crazy. Yeah. I mean, this is. Yeah. Think about the 25th. Think about October 30th. Think about Halloween. Think about November. We're not. I mean, this is not just going to stop here, man. This is just going to keep going. And
yeah. Hey, it's like, you know. Yeah, if Mr. T gets in, there's a cleanup job that takes place. Okay. I want to know what's going on under the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, yeah, okay, we make it look nice up here. What's going on under there?
Right.
I want to know that's being dealt with. And then so I guarantee you we'll be doing reversals on all that stuff. I mean, that will be the goal. Once we get on the other side of this, and it's like, okay, what's left? Who's here that's a rat, you know? Or
right. Smoke them all out.
Yeah, smoke them all out. And I feel like reverse speech is just one of those tools to help us make that happen.
I'm very impressed with your work, Ron. I mean, is there any more to show here?
Yeah, I'll do a couple more. We'll do some Zuckerberg.
Oh, geez. Isn't he like AI? Isn't he an android?
Well,
I mean, if you told me that, I'd be like, yeah, of course. Look at him.
Yeah. He kind of looks.
He bleeds green.
He does. He's a strange person.
I mean, I don't know.
But he's basically, he's telling us that he's spying on us. So let me play a couple.
That's something. That's no surprise there.
We've limited it, so now people can only bring their data when they go to an app. But that's something that a lot of people do on a day-to-day basis is sign into apps and websites with Facebook, and that's something that we're going to... Spies on us.
What are you hearing?
Oh, yeah, I hear it. Spies on us.
You're making that up, David.
I mean, well, that's what you told me. I heard it. I did hear that. Yes, I heard that. That's what my ears heard right now.
Yeah, exactly. And so you're starting to entrain yourself with this right now. As the more we do, you know, it gets easier to start to hear things. Let's see. What's he talking about here? We'll do a couple more. The sham of knowing. Oh, yeah, this was a good one.
We took the step of fundamentally changing how the platform works. So now when you sign into an app, you can bring your information. And if a friend has also signed into the app, then then the app can know that you're friends.
Ashamed of knowing?
A sham. It's a sham.
Oh, okay.
A sham of knowing.
Ashamed of knowing. I don't
that know. Too. That could be it too. So that's where we would start talking. Like, yeah, that could be shame. Sham, shame. Okay, let's go in there and look at that a little deeper. You know, and then either of the words would work in what's going on here. So anyone who wants to go to reversespeech.com, and you can go to this database over here. See this?
Okay, yep.
You could put in any word, and you can search my teacher, David John Oates's library of over 5,000 reversals.
And this is his library of his reversals that he did.
That's correct.
Does he tell you what they say, or do you have to just decipher it yourself?
No, he's telling you right
there
here.
It is.
Yeah, he's telling you right here. Send in big
gun. That's
pretty
cool.
He's showing you everything. And then you got to understand, his library also consists of a lot of us students who found a plethora of things through the years. And so he also, all the good ones he kept.
Okay. You know?
Could
you like do a reversal on somebody and find an array of different shit? Like, oh, well, I mean, I'm sure you just could hear different things on different people all the time. Right? I mean,
doesn't mean
they're good or they're bad, right? It's just what their subconscious is saying.
Oh, yeah. Right. Exactly.
I would imagine this is very complicated. You can't just, I don't know.
And it's really not complicated. It's to capture someone's subconscious. As long as you record them and you get into
it. Well, I would imagine body language is huge, too. Do you study that?
Huge. I love body language.
Gosh, we should do an episode on that.
In fact, what's fascinating is that with the reversals, when someone's speaking in reverse, their lips and their body language is synced up to the reversal.
Wow. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Wow. Yeah.
Let's do a couple real quick on JonBenet Ramsey.
Okay. I mean, that was 90s, right?
Yeah. Remember the whole thing with the parents?
Yep.
Remember the parents?
Yes.
Well, so we'll do this one with JonBenet. She says, "Mommy, now I know evil."
Wow.
He's singing.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah,
let's
listen to this one with Patsy, the mom.
Your Honor, it was the day after Christmas, and we were going to go visiting.
She says, "I'll play it one more time." She
yeah,
says,
"I struck her head."
Yeah, I struck her head.
Jeez.
I mean, we can find out who's doing what.
This is like I mean,
Here's one with John.
Well, no, I mean, I read it very fast. I was out of my mind, and it said, "Don't call the police."
Talking about the note, right? That they got. Letter.
I told Patsy to call the police immediately and seal the lock.
He says seal the lock.
Yeah.
Seal the lock. And then so David saying, my teacher saying, does this refer to sealing JonBenet's body in the room in the basement? Was it an old lock? Both parents talk about it, so both were involved.
Wow.
Because Patsy mentioned.
Yeah.
She mentioned.
Struck her in the head.
Yeah.
And then he sealed the lock, right?
Yeah. Here's one about the note. We'll do this one real quick. Patsy talks about the note.
I'm Patsy Ramsey from the Nate's mother.
She's saying, I plan the note. And I plan the
I'm
note.
Patsy Ramsey from the Nice Mother.
I mean, this is wow. Yeah,
That one's tough to hear, but you can
tough, but
once you
I can
hone
make
in
it out
on
a
it.
little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. You can hear she's playing the
Yes.
note. All right. So, and yeah. So if people want to deep dive all this stuff, they can go to reversespeech.com. They can check out David, my teacher, who's right here. His library is incredible. You can also go to Our Still Voice with Tiffany Fontenot. This is my dear friend Tiffany. She's phenomenal. Reverse Speech by Our Still Small Voice. I love her. I trust her a lot. Yeah. So
Yeah,
with
this
that.
is I'll definitely leave this up to my audience. I have to have a hard stop right here because I have to jump on with a satanic ritual abuse victim. So I'd like you to do some reverse speech on that one.
I could do on anyone. Just
Yeah.
you hit me up and say, Ron, will you do this one for me? And
Absolutely.
we'll do that.
Absolutely. Folks, Ron, thank you so much for joining me. Where can people find you?
Well, 11.com is the company that myself and my friends have launched. We need help. We're up against a lot of pushback. We're against Big Pharma and such. So,
But 11 is different. It's ELEV
3N.
three,
So
three.
ELEV3N.com. Like the number 11, but the third E is a 3. We're
Okay.
looking for writers. If you want to contribute to blogs, anything, just come check us out and talk to us. Send us a contact and talk to us if you want to contribute in blogs, if you want to donate, or any kind of
They
content.
can donate on that site.
They can. Yeah, you can
Awesome.
donate on.
I really I would say help them out, folks. Donate. Help my buddy out, Ron. And this has been fascinating stuff, man. I really appreciate you coming on. Let's do another one because this I'm getting addicted to this.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's good stuff. Yeah,
I
send
don't
me.
hear everything you hear every time.
Yeah,
I don't, but when you
sure.
point it out to me, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I can like yeah, all right. So I like it. I think this is hey folks, I leave no stone unturned. I'm checking it all out. This is very cool stuff. And I really appreciate people like Ron who puts their work, their mind, their due diligence into this kind of work, and it pays off. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right, folks. Later.